This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Merry Christmas, season's greetings. This is hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is one of the most effective lubrication I've ever used. It's the only lubrication I use. Where's my thing of paste? I have my Frog Lube paste that I always put on the bolt carrier group of NEAR. I suggest you do the same. Check them out at froglube.com. I was talking about in the last hour, I was talking about the soundbite. I'm going to give you a soundbite here in just a second. But a lot of the hacks that they tried, the RNC did not really become aware of them until they heard about the DNC hack. Which is interesting. It just like sort of happened and nobody noticed it. But here we have this from Fox News' Ed Henry.
Ball game. So, Ed, one of the reasons that the Democrats believe that the scale was sort of tipped towards Donald Trump is because the information that was hacked into was only used against Democrats. How much backing is there for that?
Well, there's some credibility questions being raised about that point as well this morning. The Wall Street Journal reporting, well, it turns out that the DNC and the RNC, the Republican National Committee, they were both targeted. But the RNC simply had better defense systems to block the same sort of actions that Russian hackers were allegedly taking. So that doesn't fit the White House narrative, because this is all of a piece of saying, look, the Russians were doing this. They were targeting the DNC. They were targeting John Podesta. And this was all about helping Donald Trump. It doesn't help their narrative when it turns out, oh, wait, Russian hackers were also going after the RNC. Just turns out the RNC had better defense systems.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. See, the actual full story is not what we're getting. Sure, the Russians did a cyber attack. Anybody should, if they didn't do a cyber attack, we should be saying, what's wrong with the Russians? Israel is listening right now to everything that the intelligence community of the United States is doing. Do not forget who the last guy locked up in the United States for spying for a foreign power was. It was John Pollard for Israel. France is spying on us right now. China is spying on us right now. They're doing all of these intercepts and everything else. We're doing the same thing all over the world, all the time. We are eavesdropping as much as they are. We are seeking information as much as they do. This is the way of the world today. Nobody trusts anybody. And the intelligence community, this united front that you're seeing right now, where you've got, who is it? Not Clapper, but Brennan. He's out there saying that now Comey yesterday was telling Trump that it did not affect the race. And then now Comey's supposedly out there saying, well, yes, it did. And, you know, this is the same guy that found nothing wrong with Hillary Clinton. As far as I'm concerned, all of those people that are out there saying, well, you know, Bill, Jim Comey, he sort of gave, he's the one that turned everything on Clinton. He didn't turn anything on Clinton. Clinton did all the things he talked about. The only thing he didn't do was move to indict her and put that on Loretta Lynch, which is exactly what he should have done. I don't know what he thinks about his job security right now. I mean, if I was Trump, or if I was Bannon, or whoever, if I was Jeff Sessions, I'd be going to Comey and I'd be like, listen, this is really bad. I hate to be the one to point this out to you, but you got to go. You have got to go. Nobody trusts you. And the reason we're here is because nobody trusted Hillary. Now, you might have pointed out why nobody should trust Hillary, and that we appreciate. Thanks for that. But at the same time, you didn't get a chip in the game, brother. You did not get a chip in this game. Because this guy cannot make some moves. This is the beginning of a new age. I've been reading all about all the problems all of these appointees are going to have and all these other things like Rick Perry. He's supposedly going to have so many problems with the DOE because so many of these subsets of these, so many divisions of these different agencies within the executive branch, they sort of operate as their own little fiefs. No, I say we go ahead and change that too. Trump's specialty on The Apprentice was to fire people. We need to see some firings going on because Trump is going to want to save some money. As far as this whole hacking thing, and this is going to be beaten into the mud, which irritates me to no abject end. But that's definitely going to happen. And, and that's fine. It will be beaten into the mud until we're tired of hearing about it. And January the 20th, we will be saying President Donald Trump. And that's all that we will have. That's all that there will be. In Tucson, Arizona right now, there is a law that requires cities to preserve property like guns that are taken. And they passed a law specifically banning the melting down of guns that they acquire. And Tucson's doing it anyway. So much so that the state attorney general, Mark Brnovich, has taken action that he is required to by law to stop Tucson from illegally melting down guns. They have to preserve the property instead of the politically correct nonsense that's happening there. Cities stand to lose state funding if they violate the law. But the case exposes something much deeper than withholding state shared funds. The $170 million penalty that Tucson faces that has one of the local columnists concerned that what strings governments can pull to control each other. That's an issue, but tangential. It's just a tangent kind of thing. Tucson's squirm is that its structure makes it above the law. If Tucson, regardless of its political structure, somehow has the power to destroy guns it acquires, and it does not have the right, as the newspaper there incorrectly says repeatedly, more grating on the nerves and hearing Democrats constantly call our republic a democracy, then nothing stops it from destroying cars it impounds or anything else. So the city must have an obligation to preserve, protect, and defend the assets it acquires. This is public property of enormous value and cannot be wantonly, senselessly destroyed. They don't want to sell the guns. They're the ones that are out there screaming, well, there must be background checks. Well, if they sell them directly to an FFL, when he sells them again, there will be a background check. It'll actually be out of the crime chain and back into the legitimate gun ownership stream. Maybe we should go impound their cars and just crush them. Crush them. Let them watch them crush. Tucson, I swear. In Arizona, of all places. So. Oh, boy. Just a little aside for you as we head into the next break. Now, when we get back, we're going to go looking at citizens who arm themselves after an attack. How likely is that, I wonder? Apparently very likely. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is a treatment. It is not just for the parts of your gun that would normally be the lubricating points on your gun. This is for every piece of metal present on your firearm. Treat it with the frog lube. You will like the results you get from it. Froglube.com. I touched on this earlier this week. I want to go a little deeper into it this time, talking about past victims of crime. It should be not a surprise to anyone that once somebody is victimized by crime, they don't want to have that happen again. So a lot of people that once they are victimized by crime, if they're somewhere where they can do it, they will go out there and they will acquire a firearm. Gallup found that Americans who were victims of criminality report higher rates of gun ownership. Higher than what? I don't know. At the same time, the polling firm noted that their survey only asked about crime victimization within the last 12 months. And that sort of throws it open about how many might have actually really armed themselves. That might be a much bigger number. They say, in most years, the survey has also asked Americans whether they personally own a gun, including in 2000, 2005, 2007 to 2011, and 2013 to 2016. The analysis is based upon a combined 11,165 interviews from those surveys. Overall, an average of 17% of Americans reported being the victim of at least one of the crimes in those polls, and 29% said they personally owned a gun. It is not possible to know from the survey questions whether the crime prompted the individual to buy a gun or if the person owned a gun before the crime occurred. But the modest yet significant relationship between recent crime victimization and gun ownership is clear. Also, because the survey asks only about crime victimization in the last 12 months, it is possible that many people victimized by crimes in the more distant past bought a gun in reaction to those crimes. Thus, the analysis may understate the relationship between crime victimization and gun ownership. Although the analysis demonstrates a statistically significant relationship between crime victimization and gun ownership, it cannot answer why the relationship exists. An obvious explanation is that some of those who have been a crime victim purchase a gun as a reaction to the event. The Gallup data do not explore when the gun purchase was made in relation to when the crime occurred, so it is not possible to know to what extent this explains the relationship. It does not appear that those who live in higher crime areas and who therefore may be more likely to become a victim are also more likely to own guns. Nowhere in that survey does it mention where they're doing the survey, so I presume it was not like New York City where you can't just go out and buy a gun if you become a crime victim. It is not the easiest thing to buy a gun at all in New York City. They also noted that those who've been victimized in rural America are much more likely to arm themselves. The cities, they want to say the cities could be due to a mix of culture, which is mostly liberal and anti-gun, and cost, where you have to buy permits and, you know, permission and all this other stuff. And, you know, the background check takes months, prompting most not to protect themselves due to their bureaucratic red tape. Gallup may find it puzzling that those who are victims of crime start packing heat, but it seems, to me, it seems pretty self-explanatory. People want protection. It's actually very good that they have a chance to go get that protection, don't you think? I mean, I think it's actually quite nice that they survive the crime and they go out and they decide they're not going to be a victim of crime again. Isn't that sort of cool? I mean, why, I don't know. Why do I have to ask that question? I guess that would be the only question I would have about having to ask the question. Why do I have to ask that? Why aren't we looking at that and saying, why aren't more people doing it? Well, once again, it probably comes down to the fact that a lot of people that are crime victims in urban areas where they can't. I mean, where did they take the survey from? Where did the sample come from? I don't know. It doesn't say so. Here's the thing about this. Nobody should be shocked by this because nobody deserves to be a crime victim. Nobody deserves to be any sort of a victim at all. All created equal. You know? All created equal. Now, in some places, depending on who you are and where you are, you may be more equal than others, but that really shouldn't be what it's about, should it? I mean, one set of laws and rules for everybody, isn't that sort of the way it should go? So, we look at this and there's so much in there that we don't get to hear about. There's what kind of crime was it? Was it sexual assault? Was it just simple assault? Was it assault with a deadly weapon? Did somebody try to kill him? Are they maimed? How are they doing it? How's it working out? It's quite the antiseptic undertaking. And that's the part. I'd really like to have a little more information on that. But that's neither here nor there. Real quickly, Faster is expanding to Colorado. That's where Sean Maloney was this past weekend. A school district in El Paso County, Colorado, approved a resolution to allow staff to carry guns on school grounds after a survey of students, staff, and parents found support for the move. The district, which has two schools, is about 30 miles outside of Colorado Springs. So they're very much like Wilbarger County, Texas, which is a long way away from any person that you would consider a traditional first responder as a person in uniform, right? And hopefully what we will see along with them learning how to learn the gun craft is also a little bit of trauma care, because that's something else that Faster also teaches, and Faster begins to expand. I took steps today to try to get it here in South Carolina, and I've got to call Jim Irvine and tell him I was actually successful, because I talked to somebody that we're going to have on the show next week, Mike Burns, because we've got the stupid law coming up in South Carolina that somebody's proposing. I don't think it has a chance of passing, but it sort of smacks of Westchester County, New York, when they were putting out all the lists of the permits that were out there. That's what they're wanting to do in response to having a law like Wisconsin, where they're liable if they create a gun-free zone. So it's all quite the mishmash. But hey, Faster is headed west. It begins to expand. This is good. Protecting students is a good thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube has been with me since day one. Frog Lube and G-Code have probably been with me longer than any other sponsor I've got. And Frog Lube has, except for slight tweaks to the formula, they remain unchanged because they were the best out there to begin with, and now they're simply better than they were when they were the best. Check them out at froglube.com. Dateline Las Vegas, Nevada. A bunch of us will be there in about 30 days doing SHOT Show. And what a difference a month makes out there. No sooner did the ink dry on the new Nevada law requiring supposedly universal background checks for lawful firearm transfers than the anti-gunners came out and demanded another new law in the Silver State. Last Sunday, the Las Vegas Sun published an editorial saying, in effect, that since Nevada voters accepted a new gun control by approving question one on the November ballot, now is the time to push for even more restrictions. We get this from the Sun. Now it's time for Las Vegas area lawmakers to go a step further to protect Nevadans and push to ban the sale of high-capacity magazines in the state. There's simply no legitimate civilian use for magazines that hold dozens upon dozens of rounds of ammunition. Dozens upon dozens. My. My first question is, okay, well, what is an acceptable number to you, Las Vegas Sun? what is acceptable for self-defense. And the firearm technology experts at the Las Vegas Sun, please tell me that now, please. Would you please? Then they doubled down on their hyperbole, fretting that it's difficult to imagine a scenario where someone would need a 100-round magazine to protect their home from intruders. And, you know, I've seen that 100-round drum magazine gang running around. You know, the bajillion round clips, right? Just like the ghost guns and those scary things that go up over your shoulder. But then again, what size is okay with you, Las Vegas Sun? They answer that question by way of noting that some states have imposed restrictions limiting magazine capacities to as low as 10 rounds, which the Sun pronounces would be an acceptable model for Nevada. See, one of the reasons that I question the wisdom of holding SHOT Show in Las Vegas is because of this kind of stupid mindset that is in Las Vegas. Isn't it great to have these fonts of knowledge defining what self-defense capabilities are acceptable and which ones are just too much? They go on to quote Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who said, there's no need to have a high-capacity magazine for any practical reason. Unless you're Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who will have standard-capacity magazines. Anyone else facing the threat of a criminal attack? If you just bought your gun and gone through a background check, well, if you have one of those magazines that has dozens upon dozens of rounds, you need to lose that, have one that has 10, and then eat some cake. That's all you get. Let's not wade into the practical considerations at all, though. And because this is about guns, and that means it's about feelings. It's also about the false assurances and broken promises of the gun ban gang. Now, as you may recall, Nevada was one of four states that this past November where the anti-gun billionaires like Bloomberg bankrolled a deceptive anti-gun ballot initiative. And with millions of dollars in Bloomberg's money, ballot initiative organizers filled the airwaves with misleading ads claiming, in effect, that it will just it would just take just one more law. In this case, a law that makes it a crime for you to, quote, unquote, transfer a firearm without a criminal background check, with the word transfer being undefined in the law, to finally break the back of violent crime in your streets. And yet, every time the gun ban gang wins that just one more law, immediately the next tune comes up and it calls the new law just a first step. This is nothing new. Welcome to my world, Nevada. This has been going on for decades. And never mind that despite Bloomberg dumping millions into the election, Nevada voters accepted question one on November by a margin of less than 1%. If less than half of 1% of those Nevadans had voted the other way, question one would have failed. And never mind that universal background checks don't do much of anything except transform regular people into paperwork criminals and engender disrespect for the law and force law enforcement officers to ignore the law while leaving actual armed criminals untouched. Universal background checks may not have failed at the political level in Nevada, but you can bet they'll fail on the practical level. And never mind that magazine bans like universal background checks have already failed to have any actual impact on crime. When they fail in Nevada, just like they failed elsewhere, the usual suspects, from Bloomberg to the rest of the gun ban lobby, will come back and say, see, that wasn't enough. Universal background checks and high-capacity magazine, those bans were only the first step. We need more common-sense gun safety law. And then they'll push for more and more and more, just as the Las Vegas Sun has done already. Some of you that live in New York, you've heard this song before, right? It's the same tune. It's the same tune. No indication yet when Nevada will adopt a gun registry. which they need in order to make universal background checks work. That's the thing, you see. Did Colorado adopt a gun registry? I can't remember that. I don't think they have. But that's the problem. See, they have to adopt a registry in order to make sure, because if I've got this gun right here, right, and I want to sell it to this guy over here, and there's nobody knowing that I have this gun over here, and I sell it to this guy over here, I don't have to go do a background check. Who's going to know? I'll get out there and say, look, I don't want to pay for the background check. Do you want to pay for the background check? No, I don't want to pay for the background check. Okay, well, I'll sell you the gun, and you just pay me the money, and here's the gun. No background check. No universal background check. Now, if it's registered and my name is attached to this gun via some bureaucrat in Las Vegas, maybe the Las Vegas Sun, and they know I have the gun, then I'm going to have to go through that background check just to make sure that everything stays above board in case this cat takes that gun and commits a crime. Because if I don't do that, then I run afoul of not reporting it stolen or something, because they find all kinds of ways to turn me into a paperwork criminal. And that part of it just, it boggles my mind that they would vote for that. But, you know, who am I? What do I know? Last time, I'm going to hand this back to Genesis Communications Network. We will continue the rant when we get back. And don't forget, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com if you want that national recognition of your right to carry a gun. Me, Arbor's Quarrel, MLN.com, we're putting it together. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spine? Stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Give it a shot. You know, I'm gonna get me some kits to give away. I'm gonna see if I can't talk them into a few kits, and we're gonna do a little giveaway with Frog Lube. While the combined might of the mainstream media and the Obama administration and the Democrat establishment are out there crying hack, most of the 59% of the American public and the Democratic donors are not having any of that. 59% of the public say they're saying that any hacking made no difference. But the big money donors, they're agreeing with this, and they want something more than phony excuses. Coming from Politico, we get this. The wealthy Democrats who helped pump over $1 billion into Clinton's losing effort have been urging their local finance staffers, state party officials, and campaign aides to provide a more thorough explanation of what went wrong. With no dispassionate centralizing analysis of how Clinton failed so spectacularly, they insist, how can they be expected to keep contributing to the party? Ken Martin is the chairman of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party and a top campaign bundler himself. He said a lot of bundlers and donors are still in shock and disbelief by what happened. They're looking for some introspection and analysis of what really happened, what worked, and what didn't. It may take some time to do that, but people are still just scratching their heads. Or in the words of a Midwestern fundraiser who's kept in touch with fellow donors, a lot of people are saying, I'm not putting another effing dime in until somebody tells me what just happened. Now, of course, the Democrats are too busy for a post-mortem. Aside from the new wave Red Scare tactic they're pushing, they also have the small matter of an ongoing civil war within the party. With the race for its chairmanship raging, the Democratic National Committee has yet to announce any plans for a full postmortem of its own in the style of the Republicans' 2012 Growth and Opportunity Project, causing some party officials to worry that they may not see one at all, or at least until a new chair takes over in the spring. I think that's a splendid idea. Just keep living in that fantasy land where the sinister foreigners are the reason Team Hillary blew it. Yeah. This coming from Clinton friend and major donor Alan Patrickoff. Everybody's still frankly stunned. And in the back of their minds, they think they're going to wake up tomorrow morning and all of that's never happened, including me. Self-deception is the logical extension of the big lie technique, but don't worry. They're forming what we refer to as a circular firing squad. And they're getting ready to shoot. They're all going to get ready to shoot themselves as political operatives not only see their dreams of White House appointments evaporate, but they also feel resentment over not having had the access to Hillary that one staffer in particular enjoyed. But big money cannot afford this luxury. The one staffer they're talking about is Huma Abedin. We get this. Without a framework for holding anyone accountable, increasingly annoyed party money men and women have been left to chatter among themselves about the underlying causes of the party's defeat and about how to move forward. Some have gone as far as to ignore calls from former Clinton finance officials seeking to thank them, while others muse about leaving politics altogether. A handful of the party's top donors have been turned into considering direct involvement. Illinois' J.B. Pritzker and Florida's John Morgan are considering gubernatorial runs of their own, as is California's Tom Steyer, who's been keeping his name in the news by cranking out a steady stream of furious news releases about Trump's cabinet nominations. Don't worry about it too much, Democrats. The rich elitists will carry the banner to the voters. That's going to work spectacularly. And a whole bunch of rich people with the same stale tactics that didn't work this time are going to come up with a new strategy. A handful of Democrats have looked to step in and provide a centralized outlet for donor planning. One is Clinton ally David Brock. He is planning a retreat for top party finance players in Aventura, Florida, over the Thursday to Saturday of Trump's inauguration week. The weekend is being billed as the meeting for getting together plans to resist Trump, according to an email invitation sent by veteran Clinton strategist James Carville to high-level donors and obtained by Politico. Among the parties are the gathering's planned sessions, learning from 2016, strategy, policy, and building a lasting winning coalition, campaign tactics for the future, polling, social media, and targeting, the new face of the right, holding Trump accountable, and ethics watchdog on steroids. So far, not a single indication that Democrats see anything wrong with their posture of regarding voters as stupid victims who need the rich people to tell them how to live their lives. In addition, I haven't heard anything about this, but I want to know about the Saudi money people. I want to know about the foreign money people. All these people that thought they were buying a president. And Huma Abedin is persona non grata now within the Democrat Party because supposedly she was an enabler for Clinton to believe that there was nothing wrong. And, you know, the whole thing about this, the whole part about this that I don't understand. I don't get it. They knew the hack had occurred. Okay? They knew the hack had occurred. They knew going in that people like Huma Abedin and all of this inner group of people that worked with Clinton were insulating her, making her believe everything. They believed their own internal polling in places like Michigan, where they were losing, and they knew they were losing. Their internal polling told them that they were going to win by 5%. So they just said, don't worry about it. They didn't care about the exit polls because their internal numbers said this. However, like their numbers, like everybody else's numbers, except for a handful of people that actually looked at data. They looked beyond the coronation and they looked at data. They knew what was happening. They saw what was happening. And I mean, up to that point, and everybody talks about this, 9 p.m. election night, up to 9 p.m. election night, Clinton was, they were drinking while the returns were coming in Michigan, where she had to win. and they were losing in Michigan. They were busy popping corks on champagne and drinking and having a big time. Which means that I wonder how quick they sobered up when the realization crept in that they were going to lose and lose big. I don't know. So they are not looking. They've got to figure out who the now with Ellison. Ellison looks like he's flawed, so they're looking at Perez and no word on if Dean is actually in it or not. All these people they're talking about being the possible chair of the DNC, I don't get. Ellison is not an operator. Perez, sort of, but not like Carville, not like Axelrod. I mean, those guys are formidable opponents. They know how to run things. What they got going on is something else altogether. It's crazy what they've got going on. In the waning moments of the week, once again, let me put this out. If you are interested in national recognition of your right to carry a weapon in every state in the Union, as the Second Amendment intended it for you to do, we are trying to get something together which we're going to present to the executive branch shortly after they are sworn in January. And you can get your name involved in this. All you got to do is say, I'm in. Email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. That is bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will pass that up the chain. This is a joint Lock and Load, Arbalest Quarrel, Amoland.com venture. We're putting it together because we want to push it out there. We'll be back on Monday. Everybody have a very good weekend, safe weekend. Keep your head up, head on a swivel. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.